AI layoffs meet in billionaire windfalls. Good morning. It's Sunday, June 15th, and today's AI news reveals a widening chasm between tech's winners and everyone else. Plus, growing questions about who actually controls the most powerful models. First, the uncomfortable juxtaposition. TechCrunch is reporting what they're calling an AI layoff powder keg. This year alone, nearly 150,000 tech workers have been cut. That's almost 1,000 people per day, 44% faster than last year. May hit the highest single-month total in 2 years, with 40,000 cuts. And for 3 straight months, AI has been the most cited reason across every industry. But here's where it gets combustible. While tens of thousands are being shown the door, a tiny group of AI insiders is becoming wealthy on a scale that's hard to comprehend. Cerebras went public last month, and its co-founders became instant billionaires. SpaceX went public Friday with a $2.1 trillion market cap, potentially minting 4,400 millionaires and 400 centimillionaires in the process. Anthropic and OpenAI are reportedly both inching toward trillion-dollar public debuts, and the optics are brutal. Mark Zuckerberg bought a $170 million Miami mansion in March. 2 months later, Meta announced 8,000 layoffs. Mark Andreessen recently called AI the silver bullet excuse for layoffs that are really about mismanagement. He estimates most large companies are overstaffed by 50 to 75%, and now they all have the perfect cover story. Meanwhile, cost of living is crushing the middle class. Health insurance premiums are up 6 to 7% this year, home prices are up 28% since 2020, and 76% of Americans now say cost of living is their top economic concern. On the security front, the government just forced Anthropic to suspend access to its most powerful models, Fable 5 and Mythos 5, following what sources describe as White House suspicions that a China-linked group may have gained access to Mythos. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy reportedly spoke with officials about security concerns shortly before the directive came down. It's a major development. The first time the U.S. has effectively pulled the plug on a frontier AI model over national security fears. And there's pushback building inside Silicon Valley itself. John O'Farrell, a former Andreessen Horowitz partner, just published a New York Times op-ed accusing his colleagues of using their wealth to shut down debate around AI regulation. He's calling for a real conversation about how AI benefits all of society, not just the wealthy few. His quote, AI is not just another technology. It could drive productivity to new heights while automating away work for millions. So what does this all mean? We're watching a generational wealth transfer happen in real time, funded largely by public market euphoria around AI. But the social costs are stacking up fast. History suggests that extreme wealth concentration, combined with widespread job insecurity and rising living costs, doesn't stay stable for long. Here's one business idea this suggests. Build an AI transparency marketplace, a platform where companies can publish verifiable data on how they're actually using AI, what roles are being automated, and what new roles are being created. Think of it as a glass door for AI deployment. Employees could rate their companies on AI ethics and transparency. Investors increasingly care about this, and so do customers. Right now, there's almost no reliable third-party data on who's using AI responsibly versus who's using it as cover for cost cuts. The first platform to solve that verification problem could become the industry standard for AI accountability and potentially a powerful negotiating tool for labor advocates. That's your AI morning briefing for June 15th. The dividing lines are getting sharper.